Hey guys, it's Lauren, and welcome to Fit Friends Friday. Today I'm giving you 5 tips to break through a plateau. So you've been working hard the last couple of months, the last year maybe, on getting stronger, maybe losing weight, and all of a sudden you've hit a plateau. The scale isn't changing, your clothes aren't feeling any different, and you're probably getting close to that goal because that's when this usually happens, but you haven't seen any changes for a couple weeks. Now, if you haven't seen any changes for a week or so, keep doing what you're doing. But I'm talking about not seeing results for 2-3 weeks. Then you know that a bigger change needs to happen. My number one tip is to start lifting weights if you aren't already. So if you're running, if you're doing a lot of cardio, you absolutely have to lift weights to see a change. If you're doing consistent cardio and you've started to see results, your body will get used to that type of work. And it's hard to push yourself further in a cardio class. There's only so much you can do, but you can really change your body by lifting. Muscle burns more calories than fat, so the stronger that you get, the more calories you will burn resting. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to get, quote, bulky, or that you have to be super, super strong in order to see results. But if you want to change your body, you absolutely have to lift weights. So if you aren't doing that already, definitely start doing that. If you are doing strength training already, add more weight. Seriously, I'm begging you to add more weight. Females are so cautious about how much weight they lift because they see pictures of girls with big muscles that they don't love that look. And I get that. That's fine. Your muscles aren't going to just be huge overnight. You can control how big your muscles get. So if you want to change your body still, add more weight, and I promise you, you will see a difference. My second tip is to take a break from exercise. I'm talking 2-3 days of just walking, maybe just yoga, but taking a break from your regular schedule. It could be that your body really needs that rest, that you've just been pushing for months and months, and your body just needs that rest. So take a 3-day hiatus, get good sleep, and see if that makes a difference. My third tip is to talk to a registered dietitian and to make sure that you're eating enough. I talk to a lot of people that are dieting and they've been eating 1,200 calories for 6 months and they see results. Well, of course they see results, but that's not maintainable. And Katie and I talk about this all the time of how strict diets are not maintainable. And it's because your body goes into that starvation mode. And instead of burning fat, it holds onto that fat because it's afraid that it's not gonna get the fuel that it needs. So make sure you're eating enough quality nutrients to fuel the workouts that you're doing so that you can then see more results. My fourth tip is to drink nothing but water for 3 days. So no coffee, no tea, if you drink soda or juice or anything like that, nothing besides water for 3 days. This is pretty hard for most of us, but you can usually identify something that's holding you back if you cut out everything besides water for a couple of days. My last tip, number 5, is to get your measurements done. So if you've been weighing yourself and that's how you've been tracking your results, then I really want you to get your measurements done by someone. And you can look this up online. It's not hard. You don't have to go get a personal trainer to do this, but get your measurements done or take your own measurements and keep doing what you're doing. It could be that your body is changing, but you're not seeing a difference on the scale. I'm sure you guys have seen those side-by-side photos of a girl at 130 pounds and then a girl at 130 pounds again, but she has muscle in one of them. And it's a huge physical transformation, but her weight is the same. So your body could be changing, but your weight could be staying the same. And you're not noticing it because small changes over time. So get those measurements done, check them in another 3 or 4 weeks and see if you're seeing changes there. Keep in mind that you do have to keep pushing yourself. You do have to keep challenging your body. I mean, every time you walk out of a workout, your body gets stronger to then meet that challenge the next time. So your body's always adapting to whatever you're doing to push it. You do have to keep challenging yourself to continue to see results. And once you get to where you're going, and I hope you know where you're going, I hope you don't have this idea in your mind of, I just want to get fitter, because if that's the case, you'll be doing this forever. But I hope you have a specific goal in mind of what you're after, and you keep pushing yourself until you get there. That's it for this quick Friday episode. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and Katie and I will talk to you on Monday. See ya.